This is episode 1497. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm happy to share today's meditation technique with you. I think you're going to like this one. It's a very easy technique, and it goes along beautifully with our theme we've been exploring this week on how to be content. We've explored how being content is happiness with peace. So happiness can be excitement, but contentment is when you feel a deep sense of peace and joy. So in today's episode, I also want to share with you that you have everything you need. And many times when we think about happiness or joy, we think if we have this or we have that item. And so you have a special challenge going on this week. The challenge for you is to start to look at the things you have around you, your possessions, and let go of some of those. Think about what you truly need. And when you let go of things that are no longer useful to you or that just don't bring you the same kind of pleasure as they once did, it's time to pass those things on, to lay them to rest. Let's say, for example, while you're brushing your teeth in the morning, there is this shelf lined with all these shampoos and lotions and all these toiletries, and you don't use them, or maybe you use them once and they were kind of expensive, but you didn't really like it, but you hate to get rid of it because you paid for it and now here it is. But it's just taking up space. Not only space on the shelf, but space in your life. Because you probably look at it every single time you are brushing your teeth and getting ready for the day. And so consider that the shampoo and lotions that you really do like might be sitting right next to those items on the shelf, but they don't stand out and you can't really look at them and think, oh, you know, this is such a great shampoo and I love how it makes my hair feel and this lotion is just a very nice lotion. You can't really feel at peace with the things you have because so many other things are junking them up. So you could go through your closet this way. You don't have to put aside an entire weekend to go through and organize your belongings. Just start to notice what is there right in front of you and get rid of these things that are not useful and that don't bring you joy anymore. You'll notice that when you do this in your life with the things you have, these things have energy. They, as I mentioned, take up space in your life. When you start to sift through your possessions, you'll notice that you begin to do the same thing with your emotions and the people you allow around you and the things that you choose to do, the projects you take on, and you become a curator of your life. It's a very freeing feeling. And when you have this kind of freedom, you begin to develop this ease. You appreciate those things and people who are in your life and the things you're doing, including the thoughts you're thinking. And so this is a very valuable challenge this week. And start to sift through your emotions and think, I'm kind of tired of waking up and feeling groggy because I am not really exercising or including movement in my day. So I think I'm going to wake up and do some yoga stretches or go for a walk around my neighborhood or turn on a YouTube video and do a 10-minute cardio or HIIT workout. See what works for you. What brings you that peace and joy? So as you get ready to do your meditation today, there is a mudra that you can do. This mudra is very simple. And to do it, you'll place your palms on your lap. Or if you're out walking as you listen to this, just place your palms upward or by your side. And then fold your thumb down into your palm. And then fold your four fingers over your thumb. It looks like you're making a fist with your thumb tucked into your palm. And that's it. Let's find out what this mudra will do for you. This mudra is called the Durga Mudra. And it calms your spirit and provides courage. So that's going to help you be content, because the calmness and then the courage to just take the first step to filtering what you allow in your life so that you can be at peace and be content. You can do this mudra, as you know, on or off your meditation cushion or chair. That's the beauty of mudras. So now, as you settle yourself into your own meditation, I'll get you started, and then you take it from there. You know, if you want full guided meditations that last for half an hour, but of course you can listen for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes on the Sip and Om app. It's SIPANDOM. It's available on Android and iOS. You can try it for 2 weeks, absolutely free. We're having a special promotion there. It's a brand new app we released, and there is at least 1,500 meditations. We're creeping up on 2,000 meditations organized into series. Each series there has a journal that goes along with it. So there's the Be Content journal for this week you could download and keep. There's also a guide. We call it a slowdown guide, which is like a meditation cheat sheet for the week with all the tips and techniques organized for you. You can carry this or open it up on your app. And then throughout the day, you could take a look at some of the techniques and do them when you're feeling triggered by stress. You also can become part of a Facebook group. So your meditation needs are met there at our Sip and Om app. For you there meditating on your own, make sure you're seated straight. And you know you always meditate just to the point where you feel joy doing it. Never feel, oh, I'm going to do my time, my 15 minutes. Sometimes you don't feel like doing 15 minutes. Other times you want to sit longer. So don't judge yourself before you even sit down and meditate. Open up to what happens. Lift up your eyes to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax areas of your body where you're feeling tension. Rest your palms upward on your lap or your knees. And fold down your thumb into your palms, doing this with both hands. And then fold your fingers over your thumb as if you're making a fist with your thumb folded into your palm. The Durga Mudra for courage and calmness. Hold this mudra for however long it feels comfortable to do so. Do it for 5 or 10 minutes, 3 times a day for best results. Begin to notice your breath. And focus on what brings you peace. Think about what brings you joy. And feel a sense of peace and joy with your life right now, exactly as it is. There's nothing you need. It's there within you. Your life is a work in progress. And you are learning new things every day. You're being challenged. You're learning great lessons from your challenges. You're experiencing joy and sadness and hope and despair and all these emotions we experience in life. So feel at peace with where you are today, knowing you still have a lot to learn and a lot of growing to do. And this is exciting. So sit now in stillness, meditating, feeling at peace with your life exactly as it is. You are so worth slowing down for.